Blog Talk Radio.
Or
908-432-1853. Remember, get your shop on Friday, November 25th at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Where? At Sisters and Sisters, Sisters in the Spirit, joining together for their first Vendor Expo. This event will give small business owners the opportunity to showcase their businesses, to network, to make money. And it will give shoppers a chance to shop until you are ready to drop, all while networking at the same time. Now, if you are a customer, you do not have to pay any entrance fee. You just come in, shop, take part of the holiday spirit, come out and meet wonderful vendors who have wonderful items, food items, clothes items. There will be jewelry. There will be paintings. So many vendors there. Every kind of item you can think of will be there. There will be authors there. Many, so don't forget. Mark your calendars. Come and shop. You're not going to be there all day, but you still have time to make it to your other favorite stores. Again, Friday, November 25th, come out to the first Vendors Expo in Newark, New Jersey at the Marriott Hotel, the Marriott Courtyard Hotel, which is located in Newark, New Jersey on Routes 1 and 9 South. That's the Marriott Courtyard on Routes 1 and 9 South in Newark, New Jersey. Again, if you have questions, call Angela Vett, 973-573-2494, or Lil Lisa at 908-432-1853. We'll see you there.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome. Here we are at the 2011 Eve of Thanksgiving, the day that the United States has set aside to celebrate with family and friends, colleagues, co-workers all across America. People are on one accord on this particular day, Thanksgiving, the day that we give thanks. Well, some of us, we know, we give thanks every day. Some of us throughout the day, and some of us many, many, many times today, and for a few of us, it's all day long, every day, all day. We are thankful. We are grateful. Now, this gratitude thing, I want to talk about this morning, about gratitude. Gratitude, believe it or not, can get you things in life. Let me just say that very loud and clear. Gratitude can get you things in life. Good things. Wonderful things. And before I go another further, let me welcome you to the show and tell you how grateful I am that you are here. This is Coach Lisa coming to you live from the virtual studios of the McLean Towers. You see, that's the beautiful thing about this virtual world. You can literally live in a mansion. You know, it was always like that. You know, the Bible always told us that if we can see it in our minds, we can believe it, we can achieve it. And so he said to call those things that be not as though they were. And so there's a lots of little strategies and tips that we're going to be giving out to people that will help you live over the top, over the top. We don't want to just get to the top, but we want our lives to be over the top. So I welcome each and every one of you guests for tuning in to the Coach Lisa Show in the morning. Every morning we are here live on Monday. Some days we do have a pre-recorded show. But as typically, because if I have something else to do that morning, I will need that extra time. But typically, we are here live every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning. And, you know, on Tuesdays, we have our special guest host, Mr. Terry Benjamin, author, playwright, movie maker, coach, mentor, father, husband. He's doing many, many professor, speech coach, editor. He does everything that his hands, that God allows him to do. And he's, you know, he's the current author of the book, Sexy at 60. So you can catch him on Tuesdays. Go back and listen to all the Tuesdays archives. And you will be very, very familiar with Mr. Benjamin. You can also get him on Blog Talk. I mean, you can catch him on Facebook. Catch him on Facebook. And we just want to give some more shout-outs this morning for, because we're grateful. You know, we are in the spirit of gratefulness. And I am very grateful to many, many, many people, starting with God, of course, and his son Jesus and the Holy Spirit that keeps me and leads me and guides me. So I also want to thank a few other people and very, very, very grateful. And that is right now what I want you to do is I want you to either go to a mirror, a whole one up, and look at that person in the mirror. And the person who looks back at you, that's the person that I'm grateful to as well. So I'm grateful to you, 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 and you. And specifically, I am grateful to so many wonderful, wonderful women, especially. There have been powerful men that have also impacted my life. But there have been awesome, awesome women that have impacted my life to such a great extent. And outside of my mother and my grandmother, they were very, very, very impactful to my life. Many ministers, preachers, you know, Reverend Eula Reese, she's passed on. And I also want to give out a very special condolences to a person who was like a, you know, an extended grandmother, I should say. She was a grandmother of another mother growing up, and she did pass away recently, so I want to give out a condolences to the Mays family and the Crooms family. God bless them. But, you know, in their time of sorrow and grief, and I know for a lot of people, to have a loved one pass away right here at Thanksgiving and Christmas is usually extra sad for people because the holidays are here and family gathers around. And then you have all the memories and then they're not there to share. And so typically that's when we get with family because we can share and it's this time of year and so on and so forth. And so we are very, very sorrowful with them. And this is even more of the reason why we need to take time, you know, like take time to realize and understand why we must be grateful, why there's power in our gratefulness. There's a power that will be released in your life. You know, I love to talk about releasing your power, your inner power, the power that comes from God on top of your natural powers and abilities that you have. Because he made you that way, you inherently made with certain power. You know, he said, I made you fearfully and wonderfully. I've made you in my own image. So you came here with power. Glory to God. I feel like preaching now. But you came here with power. I'm not going to, but I just feel like it. You came here with some power already. And then on top of that, he endued you with more power when you got saved, for real. And so we have all this power, and it's power to change. And then you say, well, what's the power for, Lalisa? The power is to, number one, first and foremost, change your own life. Change yourself from good to bad, bad to better, worse to first, nothing to something, scumbag to, you know, awesome woman or man, in my case, from guttermost to uttermost, prostitute to princess, high school dropout to PhD candidate. It's all, whatever changes for you, from a girl who could barely read and didn't like to read to an author published X amount of times over for a child who never liked school, never, from kindergarten, from the door. I never liked school. Every year that I can remember, I got in trouble in school. Every year, from kindergarten on until I dropped out in the 11th grade. There was one year that I had a bright spot, and that was in the 7th grade. I'll never forget it because thank God that, you know, at first I used to not appreciate. I was not grateful that my mother, we moved a lot as I was growing up. But now, in a way, I'm glad because it helps me date a lot of stuff and remember when things happened because I remember either where we lived or where we went to school. So had we lived in the same house for 40 years, I don't know if my memory would be that distinct. But because we moved a lot, it was. So I appreciate that now. I'm grateful for that now, though I wasn't at the time. So, you see, I could have been a much happier child had I learned and understood the power of being grateful. Now that I understand the power of being grateful, I'm able to accept more of my life. I'm able to understand more of the things that have happened to me because of this gratefulness. It's a beautiful thing. Gratitude is an attitude that you have to adopt. The attitude of gratitude will take you over the top. Oh, I like that. Gratitude is an attitude you must adopt because it will take you over the top. So, see, look, just being grateful can cause you to be a poet and you don't know it. But good morning, and welcome. You know, we're talking this morning about being grateful and the gratitude. And I was sharing about that one bright seventh grade spot where Miss Lason, if any of her children or family ever tune into the show, I pray she's still alive. However, I understand that was many, 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 many years ago, and I don't know how old she was then as she was teaching. I do know teachers do tend to live very long, a lot of them, you know, unless they have some debilitating illness that takes them out. But other than that, teachers typically live a long life. And this lady was so good to me, and you know what I love about her? She took the time to help me. She saw something in me, I should say. And so she helped me with my math. And for that one school year, I remember like getting a C or maybe close to a B or something. Maybe I got a B. That was my first good grade, I remember. And I remember how it made me feel inside. And I probably should investigate a little bit more this Miss Lason, because, you know, she was like my hero. And I felt I was on my way. I mean, I had been flunking since kindergarten, I'm telling you. The report cards were typically N's. I had very few S's on my report card growing up. I remember I was so embarrassed, so ashamed. My mother would get whippings over it, you know. If you had a bad in my household, if you had a bad report card, you got a beating. That's what you got. If you had came home with a bad report card, so I always got beatings. You know, it was a way of life for me. And then my mother would, you know, make me do some things, and I would somehow pass through the next grade. But this lady in the seventh grade, Miss Lason, I'm going to look her up. I'm sure she had children. And so I only pray that their family and they are all doing well there in Cincinnati, Ohio. So if anybody tunes into the show, you know Miss Lason, you're from Cincinnati, you know someone that went to that taught at Ock High School, which I should try to look them up. See, the problem is the school was torn down in the riots of Dr. Martin Luther King. During those riots, they tore that school down. That school sat in the very center, like a very focal point. It was an all-black school in the center of Avondale, one of the main hubs for the Black Panthers, the riot, and all of that was happening in Cincinnati at the time. And the riots, you know, ripped through Reading Road, and the school sat on the corner of Reading Road and Rockdale. And it was a very famous school there in Cincinnati. And for some reason, they destroyed that school, and eventually it was torn down. And I'm very sad that that had to happen. As a child, I didn't understand, but we had moved anyway. We had moved out of Avondale. So I was, you know, not a part of where the teachers were dispersed to and what schools. Maybe they went on to the high schools where I probably would have gone the next year. The seventh grade, and the school was seventh and eighth grade. I would have been there one more year. But we moved to a whole other community, a whole other culture. It was totally, because where we were living was, we were in an apartment building and there were houses around. There was no projects in our near vicinity. As a matter of fact, I don't even think there were projects in Avondale at all. But we moved to a community called Winton Terrace. And Winton Terrace had, that area had lots of projects, and we lived in one of them. It had like about five different sets of projects, and we lived in one. It was called the Finlater Gardens. Now, you know, that's a model for failure or a disaster. You put five projects together. That's what, you know, you come on, you know, the people going to team up and, you know, try to go against others. But anyway, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful for my upbringing, because the group that God called me to work with experienced the same lifestyle. And so I'm very grateful, and I have a lot of gratitude for the fact that I have a background that can speak directly to their issues, because I did live in that environment and come out of it and survive it. So this, Miss Layson, what a nice lady. So that was my one, you know, but I'm grateful, you know, to her for having helped me and what have you. But gratitude, being grateful for what, for where you are, for where you've come from, you know, is a wonderful, wonderful thing, you know. And good morning, and welcome. And if any of you have something that you would like to share, I would love to hear your comments on being grateful, you know, your comments on being in gratitude, why you're in gratitude. You know, gratitude is just simply being thankful, having thanksgiving, thankfulness, why you're thankful, grateful for accomplishments that you've had, things that you've received. You know, you have how many seconds in one day? How many seconds? Anybody know how many seconds in a day? There's a lot. About 86,000 plus seconds you have in one day. That's a lot of time, right? You know how we usually feel like the day is rushing by? Not really. You got 86,400 seconds to use up. Well, guess what? How many of those seconds do you want to use to say, God, I thank you? And we say thank you to others who help us because we want to have that spirit of gratitude. Okay? We want to be grateful. And it's not enough to be, you know, a lot of people, they say they're grateful, but they're very silent about it. It just kind of doesn't mean the same. You know, they always tell people, oh, give people their flowers while they're still yet alive. So, you know, that's how we're doing here. So we want to say we're grateful. I'm grateful to people like Minister Patricia Martin. Very grateful for how she helps me, how she encourages me. Grateful to her ideas, her suggestions. You know, she's got a lot of energy. I know she always pretends like she's so quiet, and but she's got a lot of energy, y'all. She's like an Energizer Bunny. She's an Energizer Bunny, and I don't think she knows it. And then you have, there's so many people. I tell you, if I start naming, I'm going to miss someone. So if I do, charge it to my head and not my heart. But I have so much gratitude for Crystal Jones. She's the woman who wrote a grant program for the Jumpstart program, and she brought me in to be the program coordinator, so I get a lot of freedom in how that program will be shaped and how it looks. And so very grateful to her. very grateful to Miss Donye Hoffman, another woman who started a very beautiful program, Lavender and Lace. She brought me in from the very beginning and asked me to be a part of it, to bring my life skills and Release Your Power and personal development training to that program. Love you, Donye Crystal. Miss Sian Robertson, wonderful woman, very grateful to her, who allows me to fulfill one of my deepest desires, is to continue to work and empower women who are incarcerated and coming out of incarceration, who are now in a halfway house. Thank you, thank you. Very grateful for Miss Dorcas Cunningham of the First Baptist CDC, not anymore, but she was. But while she was, the entire time she was there, she would bring me in to do workshops and seminars for individuals in transition for their lives. They were going here, there, and everywhere, and she would have me come, and I would do the True Colors workshop with them or a networking workshop with them. So thank you, Dee. We call her Dee, but Dorcas. She's also the woman who hired me to work at Continental Airlines, where I got to fly all over the world for free for almost 3 solid years. Thank you, Dee. I can never thank you enough for that. I saw places that I probably never would have gotten a chance to see. So love you, Dee, for that. There's just so many women that I am so grateful to. Miss Tavia Yarborough. Wow. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I don't even want to start talking about all the reasons I'm grateful to this woman, because she did so many things for me. Tavia Yarborough. Also, Miss Karen Rivas. Thank God to Karen. Thank God to Betty Foster, who hired me as the associate director for the College Bound program at Essex County College. And for 4 long years, I got a chance to work with one of my heartthrobs, and that's teenagers. So for 4 years, I got to be the associate director for students in the inner city, age grade 7 to grade 12. And that was a sheer total fulfillment for me in my life. Wow, I'll never forget that. That was so powerful. So I thank Ms. Betty Foster and Dr. Gretchen Brown, Dr. Dean Gretchen Brown, who referred me to Betty Foster, who I already had known from being a student when I was working on my associate degree at Essex. So I already knew her, but then I, you know, got the job through Dr. Gretchen Brown. So I am very, 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 very grateful to these individuals. Very, very grateful to Miss Adele. Miss Adele, and she is in Texas. Very great. So I'm just grateful. I tell you, I could go on and on and on. And Kiva and Elaine Haskins and Virginia Dancy and Dr. Cindy Hunter. I got a total list. So I want you to make your list of women that you are grateful to these people. It could be men, you know, I'm very, very grateful for. Many, many people, definitely, most definitely my father and my grandfather, and I'm grateful to Marvin Breaker, absolutely number one, first and foremost, my awesome husband. But so there are, I have men that I'm grateful to, too, but women, I'm telling you, nobody can has to convince me the power of a woman, because women and African American women, these women have helped me. I mean, literally helped me to ways that I can never, ever, you know, repay them. The only repay that I could give them is to do it for someone else. Talk about paying it forward. That's the only way I can repay what Dorcas and Betty Foster and the many other women in my life. The only way I can repay them is to do what they did for me for someone else. And because it was so many of them, I can live the next 100 years and not fulfill that. That's how grateful I am to them for what they did for me. Yes, and my dearest friend and sister, Beverly Carter. Bless God for her, and thank God for her. I'm so grateful that God made her my sister. Love you, Beverly. Awesome. Very, very grateful to my awesome, beautiful, wonderful stepdaughter, Felicia. When I was 33 in junior college, doing basically fourth grade math, it was she that I asked to help me, even though I had two tutors at college, but at the time she was in the seventh grade, and I felt she was closer to the, you know, to the that type of work, okay, whereas the college students helping me in college, well, they hadn't done fourth grade math in years. So I figured, oh, well, it's only been 3 years since she's been there. So I got her to help me, and so humbly she did. And she helped me, and I thank God for her. And so, my beautiful sister-in-law, Yvonne Bulknight. Oh, yes, I'm very grateful to so many things she's done, but I think the biggest thing that she's ever done that sticks out, that will always stick out in my mind, I am so grateful for it. In 2005, July 3rd, and I had gotten a call that my mother had suddenly dropped dead of a heart attack. That was the hardest day so far of my entire life. That was the day that, you know, the day you dread, right, is the day that your mother passes, and especially if you're real close. And my mother and I, we spoke on the phone every day. If she was alive, she would be on this radio show every single morning with something to say, something profound to. She was a very profound woman. That's what she was a reader. She loved to read. She read every day, and she loved being profound. She didn't like talking for the sake of talking. And she could talk, believe me you, but she loved being profound. That's what she cherished. That was her favorite word, you know. And she'd be on here every morning if she was alive. Well, my sister-in-law, I was on this couch paralyzed by midnight. And I had two classes that I was teaching. I was working on my PhD. I'm still working on it, but I'm not in a class right now. I was in full throttle in a class. I maybe had two classes. I think maybe three. When the semester my mom passed, I think I was maybe in three classes, teaching a class, and had my full-time job. And she came over to the house, and she helped me. She helped me. She didn't write the paper, but she sat there all night until I got it done, because I had to leave the next day to go to Cincinnati, and I had to get these assignments done. And she sat there, you know, she's a teacher, you know, and a reading specialist, my sister-in-law, God bless her. And she helped me. And, you know, I cannot say that up to that point I had been the best sister-in-law in the world. But that night transformed me into it. Let me tell you, there's things can happen in your life that can change you in an instant. That night, I transformed into her biggest fan, because I said, anyone who, you know, like I said, I can't say I was the best sister-in-law in the world, but when what she did for me, I'll never forget it. In my eyes, she can never do any wrong for doing that. You know, she held my hand through the whole night as I got those assignments done. She knew the importance of it. And she drove through the night to Cincinnati to be there at my mom's funeral. That's 10 hours from New Jersey. She drove through the night after having been up with me all night, y'all. This lady is incredible. And she's an incredible woman, you know. I thank God for her. So anyway, those are the people that I'm still grateful to and for and what they've done. And so, again, you still have time to call in and tell me what you're grateful for. you can hit your number one key. If you're already on, so I know you're grateful for something, and share, you know, gratitude is, I'm telling you, it's good for the soul. It makes you happy. If you're down and out, if you, you will feel better. If you're down and out, you will feel better. So I'm going to give you a minute. Grateful for, and you dial in. You got 2 minutes to share with us, and you know, and there's something about being vocal about it. Again, silent gratitude is not the same. Okay, it's much better when it is spoken. It's much better when it's spoken. So. You know, be thankful. You know, God wants us to be thankful for the things that He's done for us. You know, Meister Eckhart said, if the only prayer you ever said in your whole life was, thank you, that would suffice. Because God wants us to be thankful. He says that we should be in a spirit of thanksgiving all the time. All the time. I mean, think about it. When we pray, one of our main things that we pray about is the things that God has done for us. And so we are thankful. And Jean Baptiste had said that gratitude is the memory of the heart. I dare say a grateful person is making a merry heart, and a merry heart causes long life. The Word of God says that. Long life, good health, good health. Serotonin, I think that's what the psychiatrist, Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant said on Sunday, that when you praise, it releases serotonin in the brain, and it causes you to be healthy. And I tell you, I believe it. I don't believe that. I do. I really believe that, y'all. I think about my grandmother who lived with us from when I was five. She moved in with us. She lived to be 86 years old, died right there at home in the comfort of her own bed. This woman, you know, yeah, she got sick here and there, but she, you know, when she died, she had all of her faculties. She was not on any kind of blood pressure medicine. She wasn't on any kind of diabetes medicine. This lady was still getting up. She had just left New Jersey. She had just been up here in New Jersey when she passed away. She had gotten home. She maybe was home like a week, and she passed away. And I think she had gotten pneumonia because it was a little chilly up here, like around September. It was one of those holidays like Labor. I think it was Labor Day. And we had her sitting outside. Well, you know, we didn't know any better, and she probably didn't either, you know. At her age, maybe she needed to be inside. It was a little chilly, but, she passed like that the following week of pneumonia. But she probably had been a little sick for a while, and didn't, you know, my grandmother was the type that she wasn't going to tell anybody if she was, because she didn't believe in going to the doctors. She believed in doctors, but she didn't believe in going to these hospitals. She, you know, because she came from the back in the day when the doctors come to your house, and you know how you could trust them a lot more. And the doctors were different back then. Take my word for it. But she didn't believe in going to these hospitals, and so she wouldn't go. So she probably had a cold and it developed, you know, further. And she didn't believe in a lot of medicines either. But I just remember her and this woman. Was a very she was one who taught me about the word grateful, and she taught it though from a perspective of ungrateful. She used to tell us all the time when things that we did that were disobedient to my mother or disrespectful, she would always tell us that we were ungrateful. She said, "You're ungrateful," You're ungrateful. That was her main word. You're ungrateful. You're ungrateful, you know. And so eventually as I got older, I said, well, let me look at grateful, you know, because she was constantly telling us that we were not and that we needed to be grateful. So, you know, grateful was a word that I heard every day in my house and coming from my grandmother as it related to my mother. You know, it was like she was teaching us that you should be grateful just because. Yeah, you didn't get the fancy clothes you wanted. No, you didn't get to stay out as late as you want and do everything that the other kids did. Or you didn't have someone give you your first diamond ring when you were in this grade or that grade. And no, you're not, you know, eating this way or that way. But you still need to be grateful just because you're alive. I feel that's what she was trying to teach us, you know. And it sunk in eventually. But now we want to take it to a whole another level. And we want to really recognize the power of being grateful. Again, it can make you feel better. And then as you're feeling better, you're able to do better. As we're doing better, it's impacting the lives of other people. And just from my grandmother's example, I do believe it is worth it to teach our children about being grateful. Maybe you have to eat oatmeal every day. Be grateful. Maybe you have to eat pork and beans and wieners every night for dinner. Be grateful. You have so much to be grateful for. You know, and my sister said that my grandmother had, she didn't tell me this, but my older sister said my grandmother told her this. One day when my sister was being not grateful, she told my sister this story. She says, I once cried because I had no shoes. And then I saw a man who had no feet. You know, there's always someone who is worse off than you. Yeah, my grandmother told my sister that story as it happened to her. And you know how it is when you're young and you hear things your parents or your grandparents say, you don't stop to dissect it. But later in life I came to realize it wasn't her who didn't have the shoes and saw the man without feet, but it was a parable, a story that she was telling my sister to get my sister to see. Be thankful for what you have. You know, I believe sometimes that a lot of us, when we want things, a new job, a new husband, a new wife, a new car, a new this, a new that, a new purse, a new house, a new apartment, a new friend, a new church, a new ministry. We want. And I really believe this, that a lot of times we're not getting it because God wants to see if we're grateful for what we've got. Because here's the thing, if you didn't have something and God gave it to you, and you're not grateful for that, then why should he give you something more? You're not going to be grateful for that either. So that just, you know, pretty much proves the fact that we're really not grateful for the things that we get. Because if we were, like we say, God, if you just please get that for me, I'll do this. He's like, well, no, because if you were going to do that, you would do that now with what you have. Now, I have to be grateful for the car that I have, as opposed to saying, oh God, I want a new car, I need a new car. And he's like, yes, if I totally appreciated the one that I have. If I totally appreciated the one that I have, then probably, maybe, I don't know, it might not be falling apart, because maybe I would have taken, if I really appreciated it, I would have taken better care of it. And had I taken better care of it, well, we all know, when we take good care of things, they last a long time. That's like our bodies. He told us, you know, take care of your body. Treat it like it's a temple. You know how we clean the church, you know that. You know, right, we take care of the temple, you know that. People stay late just to take care of that temple. But our own bodies are sometimes in shambles. So he said, treat your body like a temple. It is a temple. Not like a temple, but it is a temple. And we are to treat it as such. So we're saying, God, give me this new body. Give me this new whatever. And we're not totally grateful for what we have. So we have to, first of all, make sure that we are grateful for what we got. And I've seen this happen to me so many times, especially when it, as it relates to jobs. I've never gotten that new job, that promotion, until I was able to demonstrate that I was appreciative and even grateful. See, you can appreciate, but you got to go beyond that to gratefulness, until I was grateful for that job. And I mean, when you're grateful, you go out of your way. You go out of your way to do what is right as it relates to things that you have that he's made us stewards over. When you are grateful, when you are grateful for a relationship, my sister-in-law, a cousin, a friend, a sister friend, or what have you, when you are grateful for that relationship, you go out of your way for that person. You know, Jesus went out of his way, right, for us. He went out of his way. He was already seated in heaven. He was good to go. He came out of heaven, stepped, you know, he went out of his way to do this for us. And so we should go out of our way to show our gratitude to those individuals. And so Thanksgiving tomorrow is an opportunity for people to get on one accord and go out of their way and show someone, tell someone how grateful you are for them, how thankful they are. Even if it's just a phone call, it might just be a text. Maybe it'll just be an inbox message. Maybe you'll just tweet it. Tweet to someone. I thank God for you. I appreciate you. That's it. That's all. I love you. I thank God for your life. Gratitude is what got me from that jail cell in Miami, Florida, to where I sit today. It was gratitude that got me there, that got me here. Grateful that God didn't let me die while I was in that lifestyle. So grateful that I felt I have but one response. And that is to pay it forward, is to do all that I can to help someone that is still there. And so for me, that meant going back to school, getting certain degrees, meeting up with certain people, because I needed to pay it forward. Everything he had done for me, I was so grateful, I had to pay it forward. You are grateful to someone for something. So we have about 10 minutes left. I want to give you an opportunity to call in. The number, for those of you who don't know the number, it is 347-945-7991. Call in, hit your number one key. Tell us what you're grateful for this awesome, awesome time. You got to be grateful for something. If it's just one thing, it could be just one thing. That's better than no thing. Is show God that you're grateful. Well, he knows what you're grateful for, but so show us. You showed him, now show us. Gratitude. Speak it out. Now, John E. South or said something. He said that the only people with whom you should try to get even are those who have helped you. Oh, I love that one. Oh, I love it. See, don't get even with people that have hurt you, but get even with people that have helped you. Try to help them out back. You don't have to. They've not asked for that. That's not what they require. It helps you. It releases your ability to go to a higher level to help these individuals. You know what? I found out everybody needs a little help every now and again, right? Everybody, everyone, no one is left out. No one, only the foolish person thinks that they don't need anyone's help. That's foolish. That's foolish thinking. We don't think like that on the Coach LaLisa show. We got right thinking here, y'all. Only the, you know, so everybody needs a little help. Everybody needs a little help. And by the way, I want to make sure that you all know about some upcoming things that are happening. We are launching our Women in Transition training program for individuals coming off welfare, coming out of incarceration, unemployed, unskilled, underemployed. We have an 8-week training program, career development, personal development, career and college exploration, personal and professional assessments, leadership training. And it is going to be absolutely awesome. It's an 8-week program for those, and it is free. It is free. It is grant-funded. The funds are being raised through different fundraising activities. So if you have anyone that is interested who needs career exploration, career training, personal development, professional development, where we will help them with resume writing, interviewing techniques, dress for success, parenting skills, public speaking skills, and so much more. Basically, myself and Patricia Martin, we're rolling ourselves up into a little ball, and we're rolling it out to the people. We're just using all the gifts and talents that God has given us. The program will start January 24th, so if you have anybody who you would like for us to consider for the program, only serious applicants need to apply. So if you have anyone like that, it is a female program. So right now it's females only. So please refer them, because we know people lose distraction sometimes when the opposite sex is in the room, and they can go do that on their free time. So we want to deal with the women for now. Please refer them to me or Pat Martin, and you can get our information off of Facebook. Or you can inbox me, or you can call me on 908-432-1853. So if you have anyone that you want to refer, yes, it is a New Jersey-based program for now in the Union County area. However, we will be launching the online portion of it in March. So for those of you who have people who live in North Carolina, Alabama, California, Washington, what have you, they will be able to participate online starting in March. So we are just very, very, very excited about that. Also, the life makeover parties are continuing. If you would like to see what it's like to work with a coach, a certified life coach that can help coach you to success in 5 key areas of your life: life balance, career and finance, relationship, health, spirit. The life makeover party is for you. If you're not at 100% in all of those 5 areas, then life coaching will help get you there. It's nothing like having someone to support you in all that you want to achieve. Write a book, quit your 9-to-5, whatever it is that you want to do, start your own business, grow your business. We want to be there to support you to get it done. I've had my business now since 2002, Performance Strategies Unlimited. It is a training and motivational speaking company. And we're here to help others get their business launched, their business. And we are just doing great things that we're excited about, we're grateful about, and we want to help you. So the life makeover parties continue. The next one is December the 13th. Also, we have more events coming up that we would love to tell you about, and ways you can support. We have fundraisers coming up. We're looking into our next Applebee's Flapjack fundraiser. So we need to, we'll talk about that in a little bit later. We might have to push that one back, though. We were looking to do December, but we may have to wait until January just to make sure we get the tickets out and can be effective with that. And we are excited. We are excited, excited, excited about what we're about to embark on. And we are grateful, grateful, grateful to you. And we hope that you can take part in one of those events, if not the fundraiser, or if you know someone who needs training. And we have other events that we would love to tell you about. So, okay, no one raised their hand. You still have 2 whole minutes. That's a lot in radio time. That's quite a bit in radio time. If you have something that you would like to share with us, now if you're in the chat room, you would be able to type in, but you would have to be signed in. And if you're not signed in, so I appreciate all the guests in the chat room, but I'm hoping by the next show that our guest will sign up for an account so we can chat with you while you're in the chat room. Also, for those of you who are life coaches and you're looking for an organization that can really take your life coaching business to the next levels, please contact me. I am a certified rep for Compass, which is a life coaching network marketing company. So you can, get an increase in your income, learn how to get new clients, learn how to get clients to work with, and it's not that hard. But we have a motivational, inspirational call now in the mornings directly after this show. And that call starts at 8 o'clock. You can come on and tell us your name, where you're calling from, and then I will join you momentarily on that line. And that number is 218-339-4600. That's 218-339-4600. And the access code is 837-818. The access code, 837-818. That's also Monday mornings, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursday, Friday, all week at 8 o'clock to 8:30. It's an inspiration call for those who are already life coaches, Compass reps, and those who want to be, and those who on there we will be talking about how to make your life coaching business a success. I am a life coach. Others are also want to appreciate Miss Cynthia Robinson, Miss Allen, Miss Valerie Allen, Miss Lady Flag with the book club, Empowerment Pastor Rebecca. Oh my God, I told you I was going to forget some names. Miss Carol Lucas. Oh gosh, Sahita Brown, Kelly Willow Weaver. There's too many. My First Lady, God bless her. Sister Marguerite Carter Terrell, Reverend Cook. There's so many. I told you I was going to. There's no way. Come on. You can't thank everybody, but guess what? You can thank somebody. You can be grateful. And my dearest, 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 sweet aunt, mother to me, Shepherd Mother Elaine Cobb at the Church of God, 3051 North 5th Street in the city of Philadelphia. By the way, I will be preaching there this Sunday at 4:30 p.m. We do invite you to come out and to support the efforts of the preacher. God bless you. Well, have time for. We love God for you. We thank God for you. We will be back tomorrow, Thanksgiving. We will be here. I don't know if you'll be here, but I'll be here. Can't wait. And I hope you'll be here too. So thank you for tuning in. Have a great day. Go make it happen. Don't forget, pay it forward. Make it happen for somebody else. God has made it happen for you. May you go make it happen for someone else.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coastal Lisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.